it's incredible. The big question is, do you sell what we have to offer the same way to Republicans as you would to independents? Is the message essentially the same?
I think the message is the same. It's truth, and you show them. I'm going next week. I'm speaking at an event, HAFA event, Health Agents for America. I'm going to be talking about marketing and stuff. But more importantly, I'm hoping to meet with a couple regional agents. I want to come up with a blueprint. I said my idea to these agents was, you know what? We, the agents, insurance professionals of the country, should come up with a dynamic plan to hand over to the Republicans and say, hey, here's a real health plan that will work. Instead of the Republicans trying to repeal and replace Obamacare with nothing, we have something to repeal and replace it with, and it will work.
What does it look like?
Great question. We haven't really got together, but I think you're going to see more association plans like we have in Nevada, only for larger group. I think we can look at maybe having a sole proprietor plan, a real estate like we had here in Vegas. It can work nationally. Okay, the carriers are in a bind. They have the calculator, the ACA calculator. Every year adjusts, so it takes the metal tiers, it changes them around, and so you got bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And they change every year. Now next year the out of pocket will be $9,000. So you got to. That's a bronze plan. Let's say a $9,000 deductible, but you can have a silver plan with a $9,000 out of pocket, but has robust copays. And they got to try to keep making these different plans up. And they've made it very difficult for the insurance carriers year in and year out to flow. It's very hard. Most brokers don't know what the hell they're selling either.
Are we going to have more insurance companies in our state or less come next year?
Well, our Medicaid expanded, which is a major problem because a lot of what they did last year, they reshuffled the Medicaid. Molina came in. To my knowledge right now, I have not heard of any newer carriers popping onto the board. But what I will tell you is this. If you're on Medicaid because of the American Rescue Act, you're going to lose Medicaid probably the first of the year. So some of these people that were getting premiums of zero and out of pockets zero are going to go maybe to a premium of $300 or $400 a month. Not just it could be a family, but $300 or $400 a month. That's $5,000 impact, and the out of pocket for that family could become $6,000 to $12,000 for a family, $6,000 individual, or $9,000 or $18,000 for an individual and family. So you're talking about things that are possibly going to change that are so dramatic that it's very important that you have the right agent working with you. But more importantly than that, it's where the government has gone. The government is the far left has reached so far to the left that it's polluted the ocean. You know, you drop a little bit of ink in water, you can't drink the water. Like one little drop into a dropper into a glass of water, you can't. It's polluted. That's what they've done to the healthcare system. That's what they're doing to our business system. Like today, they're bragging, oh, inflation's over. We only went up 8.5% year over year. Last month was 9.1. And look at this dramatic drop, 60 basis points, 0.6%. What are you talking about? If it went down 3-4 points, I would say, great job. And that's not the case. And part of this bill, gas tax is 17% gas tax built in it. So what is that going to do to your premium, your gas prices? They're going to go up.
Yep.
I mean, you can't. This is so amazing. It's ABCs, and God love them, but Donald Trump should be president. But more importantly, Joe Biden is not the president. I don't know who is, but somebody's calling the shots. This man is a puppet on a string.
And the only comparison I can bring you is watch a Trump speech. I watched the speech on Friday in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and I watched the CPAC speech. And it's like night and day. I mean, it's like one guy is lucid and he's funny and he's articulate and he's got a good messaging. And the other guy is Biden and he's miserable.
Well, you know, being in Washington for 47 years played into that problem. But, you know, Trump is totally got it going on. I really think the Democrats lit a torch and said, Donald Trump, run for office because we want you to run. Here's what's – look, we'll watch these midterms in 90 days, Kevin, in 90 days. And guess what? If these midterms go to the right, the next 2 years, the Democrats are screwed. And then in 24, they're going to get crushed. They do not have a viable candidate. What Newsom has done in California – I'm listening to some stupid jackass say, oh, Newsom's your president. Are you nuts? Look at California. It's just, how about this one? My radio host on Saturday is a liberal. He goes, how is it possible that in San Francisco, where some of the smartest people in the United States live, the best you could give us is Pelosi or a Pelosi?
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true. Pat Casal, it is always good visiting with you. If folks want to know more about health insurance, because a lot of people got to start planning now for 2023. And 100%. There will be major changes. You just know there will be. There always are. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
You know what? I'm going to give you my office number because now I'll get the calls when you call the office. You push number one, I'll get it. It's 702-396-9449. At 702-396-9449, we now do everything. We do workers' comp. We do general liability. We do automobile. Besides everything, give us a call. The best part about it is I have a great team. The gals that I work with, my business partner, I'm blessed. And I think you'll find that we're very aggressive. We just signed a deal. We're going to be advertising in all the big O's in the Valley. We're really stepping up our game. We're going to make this a great year, hopefully. We're trying to help. And you know what? With the way economics are going, the way premiums are going, you need somebody who's going to at least give you a shot to save money.
Pat, thanks so much, man. Always good.
It's great to shake your hand.
You are the best. Pat Casal from the MultiCare Group and the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. They got some big events they're planning right now, and they're going to blow you away. I can just about guarantee it. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:32, as we check out our conditions right now, do expect some delays up there near Mesquite. That's mile marker 104, Interstate 15 southbound there. There's a crash. Only one lane is available as you try to squeeze through that wreck. Also, some heavy volumes there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Northbound at Sunset, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. Also, southbound at Spring Mountain. You know, there's a lot of congestion in that area due to those lane restrictions between Tropicana and Warm Springs on Interstate 15. That's both directions because those HOV lanes are closed, and they will be towards the end of the month.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders will play their second preseason game Sunday. They'll be home to face the Minnesota Twins. Raiders coming off a 27-11 victory against Jacksonville last week in the Hall of Fame game. They will open up the regular season September 11th against the Chargers. The Dodgers will look to wrap their two-game series up tonight against the Twins, looking to extend a 9-game win streak. Ryan Pepiot will get the start for the Dodgers, 1-0, an ERA of 2.76, while the Twins will counter with Sonny Gray. He is 6-3. The Dodgers beat Minnesota Tuesday night 10-3. Max Muncy with a home run and an RBI double. The Angels in action this afternoon as they take on Oakland. That wraps up their series with the A's. Angels looking for the sweep after a 5-1 victory on Tuesday night. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the great things about this program, by the way, we were just out in the parking lot of Kemp Broadcasting, and I was looking out onto the taxiway, and there it was, Air Force Two, the Kamala Harris Express, waiting to take her to probably to California. Because that's what she likes to do. She likes to do an event in Vegas or Phoenix or someplace like that, and then hightail it to the People's Republic of California. It's horrible. But Kamala Harris is in town today, and I had a chance to visit with Keith Skipper, the RNC. National Director of Regional Communication. I asked him, is this evidence of some sort of sense of desperation on the part of Steve Sisolak?
I mean, yes. I think it's a combination of, Sisolak has seen and felt the mood of the voters, and, you know, as has Catherine Cortez Masto, and they're doing everything they can to try to motivate a very deflated Democrat base. And then, of course, you know, it wouldn't be a weekend unless Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were on vacation. So naturally, after she leaves Las Vegas, Kamala will be going back to her home state of California to enjoy a long weekend after, the hard work she did last week to raise our taxes in a recession.
Let me just ask you, the Biden administration is portraying the last few days as a one big victory lap. The CHIPS bill that was just signed into law, they're going to be voting on the Inflation Reduction Act, and it's not going to do any of that. But they're going to be passing that probably as early as Friday in the House of Representatives, send it on to the president. We'll have another bill signing ceremony in the Rose Garden or someplace like that. Tell me what they have done just in the last few days, and does this move the needle at all?
I mean, no, it doesn't move the needle at all. In fact, I think it's a good thing that Kamala is getting out of Washington, D.C., where, you know, this town is swarming with folks that are eager to give the president and the vice president attaboys and slaps on the back. And she's going out to the real world to see just what people are dealing with. And in particular, she's going out to a great place to really understand that, as Nevada has an inflation rate of almost 15%. And when the Senate just passed this bill that they call the Inflation Reduction Act. We call it the Biden Inflation Scam Act because it doesn't do anything to actually address inflation. In fact, inflation will probably likely go up a little bit in the next couple of years because of it. And it becomes a wash. And in that bill includes taxes on making energy more expensive, including gas prices. It also includes just basic taxes on the middle class. And I think one of the things we are seeing that folks are most outrageous about, it hires 87,000 new IRS agents to comb through all our taxes to make sure that we are giving Uncle Sam every penny that they want. And just to put that in perspective, the 87,000 new IRS agents, you could fill Allegiant Stadium completely full, every seat taken. You could then take whatever you have left and fill every single seat in T-Mobile Arena, and you would still have a couple thousand left to work the concession stand. That's how many people they've hired to look through our taxes at the IRS and harass us. And of course, you know, as we learned through the Obama era, the IRS certainly has no qualms with singling out and harassing Republicans in particular.
What are the experts, the Wharton School of Business and other folks, what are they saying about this Inflation Reduction Act that doesn't do any of that? But what are the experts saying?
Yeah, I mean, over 230 economists wrote to Congress saying that this bill would actually increase inflation, including the Penn-Wharton budget model, the Tax Foundation, the Congressional Budget Office. They all found that the bill wouldn't lower inflation and likely would worsen it. And even worse, while you know we face the possibility of inflation going up, you know, the Joint Committee on Taxation found that the bill would actually raise the tax burden on Americans making as little as $20,000 per year. So no matter how you cut it, we're talking about less money in your paycheck while also increasing costs when you buy groceries and gas and, you know, basic needs for your life. And it's going to, you know, we've already seen that we are in a recession. This is going to decrease economic growth even more. It's going to keep our border wide open. You know, they didn't, you know, they had the all sorts of amendments to, you know, pay. Maybe we shouldn't hire an Allegiant Stadium and T-Mobile Arena full of IRS agents. Maybe that should be Border Patrol agents. Democrats, including Catherine Cortez Masto, said no. And so, you know, Nevadans and families across this country are already struggling to make ends meet. You know we're in trouble when Democrats get excited that inflation didn't just skyrocket again today instead of just kind of remain where it was at, meaning that we still are at a 40-plus year high. They're taking that as a victory because – they can't tout anything else. And the fact that we're not just going to get pinched even more this, you know, we didn't get pinched even more last month is an excitement. And how do they reward us? By passing a bill that likely will increase inflation going forward. So you can't find a more out of touch group of individuals than you can in the Democrat Party, particularly the ones that serve this country in Washington, D.C.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the National Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. Everybody and their brothers talking about what happened on Monday in Mar-a-Lago. Can you give me your perspective? And again, from a party standpoint, but even personally, this to me is an egregious error on the part of the DOJ. What did you make of what happened Monday?
I mean, this unprecedented raid, it was truly terrifying. And the fact that DOJ is not being transparent as to why they entered the former president's home and why they, you know, took things and what they were, you know, that what they were supposedly looking for, they're not commenting on anything. And the White House isn't saying anything. You know, they're just, you know, trying to get by with the, oh, we didn't know it was happening until we saw it on Twitter. It's like, give me a break. We've seen this. I mean, we've seen the political weaponization of the bureaucracy for a long time now, especially when it comes to the president, former president, you know, whether it was the Steele dossier or the Mueller report or the, you know, partisan witch hunt impeachment against the president over Ukraine. And now we're seeing, you know, New York Democrat attorney general doing everything they can to look into the president, former president there. Like, we know what's going on. Again, I'll go back and reiterate, we've seen this go on for a lot longer than even, you know, Donald Trump's time in politics, when we saw the IRS and Lois Lerner and all that, you know, looking into Republican organizations and weaponizing this bureaucracy. You know, they don't find any time to look into Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton or the far left that are attacking churches or, you know, and pro-life organizations. And you know, the mainstream media glosses over the attempted assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh. Instead, the bureaucracy, the mainstream media, they're fully focused on weaponizing this government against Republicans, and that should terrify everybody.
And now we've got Scott Perry, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. He just had his cell phone confiscated by the FBI. What do you make of this? And are we going to see more of this, you think?
I mean, look, it certainly feels that way. You know, I certainly don't want to be the one to put any, you know, jinx anything, but it certainly feels that this administration, this Department of Justice isn't done. And again, if they were just being transparent, perhaps they could quell some fears, but they're not being transparent. They won't tell us anything. They will not tell the American public why they're taking the cell phone of a congressman, a sitting U.S. congressman, why they're entering the home of a former president. And, you know, if in, let's be clear, if President Trump had done this to Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi would be talking about impeachment within days.
Well, this is going to be interesting. No, I'm just telling you, this is going to get worse before it gets better. They confiscated the cell phone of the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, did they not? Michael McDonald? I'm just telling you, these people are fearless. And they're protected by either the January 6th committee or the DOJ or the FBI. And what we have done is we've turned our nation into a police state. They really have. I mean, that's how bad it has gotten. We have become a police state. By the way, this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Sherwood South Point presents Mark O'Toole singing with the big bands his first time at South Point with a 16-piece orchestra, August 12th and 13th.
Let's go together with a wink and a smile.
Tickets online at southpointcasino.com. At the box office, or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Mark O'Toole, singing with the big bands, featuring his 16-piece orchestra, live at the South Point.
Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevada's expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Olivia from Washington.
laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son Steve did not want to die, but his prescription opioids killed him. We found a post-it note that he had written about his experience with his opioids. You never expect that you're going to lose a child. It's all out of order.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Dems think they have it figured out, but Jesse Waters, I don't know if you caught Jesse Waters last night on Fox News Channel, talking about pay for play in the Democrat Party. This is amazing stuff, but you know what? I think Jesse Waters, and this is cut four, I think Jesse Waters is onto something. I really honestly do.
Thrill from trying to block up Republicans. It's a perversion. You know, they like to see them dragged out in their underwear at dawn while CNN cameras are staked out there. You've seen it all before. I mean, they've wanted to lock Trump up from the very moment he was inaugurated. They've, I think, raided both of his lawyers' homes. They've raided his associates' homes. They'll pull anybody out in their pajamas to humiliate them because they're just bloodthirsty radical communists. It's a lot easier to throw your political enemies in jail than to actually go out there, debate, persuade, and beat them. They've merged with the national security state, and there's a group, and you're either in the group or you're out of the group. If you're in the group, you'll never get in trouble, and this security state will look out for your financial interests, for the interests of your family. But if you're not in this group, no, they're going to strip search you, do a whole full body cavity search of you, and humiliate you and your family for the rest of your life. That's why when the Republicans take power back, they can't just, like, hold hearings. They have to go in, clean house, disbar people, you know, pull this corrupt thing up from the root because it's disgusting and sick. Nancy's up there saying no one's above the law. What about Nancy? I mean, she's fresh off the heels of insider trading allegations. Her husband's been crooked for the last 3 decades. And she does this. She flies her other crooked son over on a government jet to Asia. And he's trying to cook up lithium deals and electric car battery deals in all the places she happens to be going to. And then she scrubs the internet and the transcripts of all indications that she brought her crooked son over there. I mean, he's like Hunter Biden without the crack pipe. You look at Hunter Biden talking about above the law. I mean, they have emails, texts, national security flag from the Treasury Department, voicemails from the big guy saying they're getting kickbacks on tape, witness testimony that this guy was involved in an international pay-for-play scheme with some of our greatest enemies, the Chinese and the Russians. But they have the FBI covering that up before an election. You know who's above the law. It's the Democratic Party.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? That's Jesse Waters from Fox News Channel. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions